everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our 200 plus stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio and BBS Radio networks. Greetings to you all. This week's show is brought to you by our caring sponsors at Elite Rehab. Guys, because everyone knows a family that is fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic. Every generation had something to fight, whether it was polio or was some other ailment, some other thing affecting that generation. This one, it's the substance abuse epidemic. And if you or someone you care about needs help, pick up the phone. Help is waiting. Call the professionals at 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082. Help the ones you love, put that chapter behind them. 800-932-4082. Sitting here with my caramel macchiato with a little too much heavy cream, and I say that as a good thing. It's dang good. I've got this lower voice thing going on right now. We just came back from traveling, had a fantastic time. My voice is just, it's crazy low. It was so worn out. We laughed till we were sick. We were with family and friends, had a great time. So now this week, you've got the Demi Moore voice. Enjoy. Frugal-related headline number one. And I got more comments on this than I thought I would. The lady in Australia, beautiful young lady, gorgeous. She passed away after the extreme protein dieting she was doing. I got a few comments on this. This was, first of all, so sad. It started off so good. This young lady, a new mom, God bless, was trying to get back in shape, got into the fitness craze, which is good. So many great things from that. Upped her protein intake, another good thing. Lowered her sugar intake, also very, very good. And then started to overdo on the protein shakes. That is what they're blaming on this, which are great in moderation, but you can't overdo it. It's like anything else in life. My big takeaway from this and the frugal message is that, thank goodness, it's an easily avoided danger. And another takeaway, these protein powders, I've used them myself a good number of times. I'll stir the protein powders like into my coffee and stuff. It's not what you want to power your entire life. It's meant to accent it. You know, go for the regular proteins that your body can handle. Here's the frugal tie-in. They're far less expensive. The turkey, the eggs, the lean hamburger that you buy in bulk when it goes on sale, all of that, your body can recognize it better and take it easy. Like any fad of any kind, whether it's clothes or cars or shoes or house designs, think the 1970s avocado appliances. We all know somebody who still has one of those. Fads never survive the long term, okay? Keep it old school. Cook up an egg on your still functioning fabulous avocado stove. Or maybe your stove is in mustard yellow. You get the point. Keep everything in perspective. It's less expensive. It's healthier. It is much, much more sustainable. Lowering your weight is honestly just like lowering your debt. There are no quick fixes. They don't exist. Now, listen to me preaching here. When it comes to lowering your debt, I'm your gal. Lowering your weight, run in the opposite direction if I start giving you some advice on that, because I got to practice more what I preach on that. But in all seriousness, if you're keeping it old school and you keep your head and you keep your patience when it comes to your weight and your finances, there are no quick fix. Take your time and you will get the results you need. I got an interesting note. One of the reasons I bring up this whole subject matter to begin with, Dr. Nika Jay, Indianapolis, chimed in via email. Nika, thank you so much. A very long email. I'm going to summarize it. He had some great comments saying flat out, and this is so brilliant, if it's a food source that didn't exist 100 years ago or more before the big explosion of machine-made, expensive machine-made products, I might add, you want to keep those to a minimum. Keep it to the food sources that existed 100 years ago or more. The complex carbs with the multigrains and the vegetables and the fruit and the lean proteins and some dairy thrown in there if your body tolerates dairy well. Don't I sound like an old lady when I talk like that? Nobody gets me here in the studio. But in all honesty, if it's food that existed 100 years ago, go for that. Find those items on sale. They go for sale far more often than you might think. Stock up on those for you, for your health, for your family's health. And you're going to find, you know, my earlier comments, eggs, high fiber fruits and veggies, the meats, the high fiber carbs, that's what you want to lean into. Why? Because not only, of course, it saves you money because those convenience products are so hugely expensive per ounce. Just do a little bit of, you know, cost comparison, but it's going to save your health. And based on today's headlines, it may just save your life. So frugal on with that one. Next up, this week's Craigslist update. I got so many comments on this. On social media, I got some texts regarding this. I got some great emails. I am still working on the gray bathroom upstairs. It is a huge bathroom in my Victorian fixer-upper, so it needs some furniture to flesh it out a bit. And what I'm learning time and again, I got to stop being so shocked by this, by how flippin' expensive furniture is. It's ridiculous. Now, in this bathroom, in this huge, oversized bathroom, it used to be a different type of room than in the 40s, long before we owned it. It got converted into a larger kind of bathroom. It's just a 38-inch sink in there, but it works well because the towel racks, you know, on the tile to the left and right, it balances it out. I got great comments on last week's faux marble vanity makeover. I took our truly ugly, capital U, ugly, yet functional, therefore we still love it, old Englished the heck out of the sides. And it brought back the grain so beautifully. Talk about old school. Old English absolutely rocks. I just love that stuff. The dings and the dents and the chunks, the little things out of it. Old English, baby, you will love it. Then I took my rolls of beloved faux marble contact paper, which I am coming to adore more and more and more, used it on the ugly 70s Formica fake yet still tough and rugged sink top, added some new pulls to the front cabinets. It came out great. Guys, if you want to freshen up some part of your house and you're thinking, I need a new piece of furniture here, you're just dreaming about it, but then with like a thunderbolt, you realize that you want the same size and dimension on the next piece of furniture as you have right now, take a good hard look at your existing piece, and then put on your bold imagination cap, all right? And realize that there are some spectacular products out there, new products, products that didn't even exist, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. The paints, the stains, the varnishes, the contact paper, you know, I was going to throw that in there. Products you may not have even heard of that can transform that old piece like you would not believe. I took a truly crummy, yet functional, ugly old 70s vanity and sink, and it's now exactly what I wanted to buy. It looks antique, it looks Victorian, it looks fantastic, and I did it for less than 10 bucks. When these new vanities out there, with a straight face, they're saying that they would charge me like 500, 700, ridiculous amounts. We did it for less than 10 bucks. All right, Susan T., I love you, Susan. Listening in from LA reminds me, and she is so right, holy criminy, that I didn't even take into consideration that the instant you're trying to update or upgrade anything in a bathroom or a kitchen or anywhere with plumbing included, that you will, without a doubt, whether you're in new construction, you're in an old Victorian, anywhere in between, you will run into problems. If it's involving pipes or anything else, you know, leaks, new pieces that won't line up, you name it. And now this product is costing, you know, the project's costing even more. And she is so right. So again, if you can upgrade your existing pieces with some of the new products out there, go for it. So we have the sink done. I am so happy with how this turned out. It's now looking like this antique dark wood vanity covered with Italian marble, topped with, I barely mentioned this, a gorgeous, large, antique, gilded, detailed mirror. Boomalicious. It's fabulous. So now I am looking for a nice, what do they call it, like an armoire? You know, a nice larger wardrobe on the other side of the bathroom that I can keep towels in, that sort of thing. Victorians were not known for their storage space. You know why? Because they didn't have as much crap as we have today. They thought they had plenty of storage space for their time in their era, and they did. But now we have far more crap, so now we have to find a place to store it. So we've got tall ceilings in this house, so I can go tall with this thing. I saw gorgeous armoires and cabinets online, some new, some antique, all leaning towards the, I can't even say it, all leaning towards like the $500 and up category. So clearly, no. Got back onto Craigslist and within 20 minutes found a lovely, tall, darker wood with a good number of scratches. This thing's been through stuff. I love it. Great upper section that opens up like a classic armoire. Lots of shelves. Lower part has big wide cabinets for additional towels and the soaps, you name it. I love it. It's exactly what I need. I checked the dimensions and it's going to work perfectly in the back of the Blue Bombers. So no additional charge to rent a U-Haul. Go me. And they're only asking $40, which my research tells me is more than reasonable. So by the time this is going to air and you're listening to this, it is mine. It is installed. I'm going to stain the heck out of it with the fabulous Old English, add some marble accents. It is officially a Hagopian piece. Frugal on. That's what I'm talking about. Guys, hang out for a minute. More after this. Cheap is small and not too
steep, but best of all. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. I wanted to make sure that this was a solid lock in this week's show because it's some facts and figures that I feel like a lot of people aren't really aware of. And again, I mean, there are almost every type, all kinds of personal finance statistics floating around on the internet. So it's super easy to quote a financial statistic to support almost anything you have to say. Some really, however, stick out. And this one continually backs my number one message. Flat out, just about 99% of people out there are broke. And just certainly not as flush as they'd like to be. So who exactly are we trying to impress when we're driving a car, or wearing a pair of shoes, or, you know, going on Facebook and saying we're going on this vacation or that trip? Who exactly are you trying to impress? You're trying to impress people who you think, you know, you want to share family pictures and stories and stuff with people you love. I totally get that. I do that too. But when you see others, let's say, on Facebook or talking friend to friend, and they're mentioning this new acquisition or that new plan, just listen to all of it with the mindset that they're broke, all right? And when we're all in this together, knowing that the person next to us, the person to our side, up, down, all around, is pretty much broke, it makes it so much easier to throttle back on our spending. It honest to God does. So in all of these years of researching personal finance, I have read too many statistics to count. And some come from reliable sources and some not so much. Some of them are very, you know, the crazy figures. They kind of dress them up however they want to. Sometimes the source isn't even quoted. It's just assumed because the author read it on some other blog somewhere. And what I really want to share are some credible statistics that tell the story of today's American financial landscape. And I want you guys to listen and see where exactly you fall in here. And again, this is meant to be hugely reassuring. When you sit there, I connect with so many people who are beating themselves up. I can't believe I spent this on that 5 years ago. I can't believe I only have this in savings. I'm exhausted from working. How is it possible I don't have, you know, more, you know, to save for the kids or for my spouse or for buying the house I've been wanting for 10 years? And they're beating themselves up about it. It's a waste of time. You're working like crazy people. I read your emails. You're doing the best you can. Quit beating yourselves up. Start saving a little bit of money with some of the strategies I'm throwing out at you and get those plans on track. A number one, keeping up with the Joneses, a losing battle. Everyone's situation's different, but there are some truly crazy financial statistics by, you know, far huger outfits than I've got here. They have talked to tens of thousands of people and written down all the information, and it's showing the sad state financially of the average hardworking, crazy hardworking American. All right. Now, again, everyone's situation's different, but with a few simple, easy, effortless tweaks, it will be relatively easy to be more financially secure than the average person. And that's what this is all about. That's what we are here to give you tips to make extra money, save some more money, build wealth without sacrificing your quality of life. And at the same time, don't get discouraged if you don't measure up to some of these numbers, okay? It's just current averages, okay? Current averages. Everyone's at a different life stage, all right? Someone graduating college or graduating high school will, on average, have a far lower income than someone in their prime earning years. And the younger you are, the more likely you're going to have some student debt balance, large or small, blah, blah, blah. Don't use these statistics I'm about to throw out here as a way to beat yourself up where you fall short, but as a checklist of things you can grow on and improve to become more financially literate and prepared for the future. That's the big goal here. Now, some income statistics. This is crazy stuff. The median household, well, this isn't so crazy. The median household income in the U.S. is about 60 grand. We all knew this. This is all based on the U.S. Census Bureau 2017, all right? They're a little behind. Yeah, it's 2019, but that's the best they can do. This, I'm happy to say, is the first year that real income has passed its pre-recession peak in 2007. That is very, very good news. We're getting back on track. The median household income of 60 grand, give or take, is about a 3% increase from the previous year. Also, excellent news. That shows a great trend. All right. Median household income in the 25 most populous metropolitan areas, biggest cities, ranges from between 52 grand in Tampa, Florida, to 101 grand in San Francisco. And I bring this up because San Francisco, the beautiful town that it is, I honeymooned in San Francisco ages ago, is a gorgeous town that is now just a bit of a mess. California, just a bit of a mess, and it takes that much more to live there. Tampa, Florida, a gorgeous, well-run town I've been to several times. We've got a couple of stations there. And there, median household income is only $52,000. All right, you tell me why. But anyway, love the more frugal living. Now note, annual consumer spending averaged about $60,000 on pre-tax average income. All right, blah, blah, lots of numbers. Here's the thing. According to the latest numbers, it is a 4.8% increase. Let's call it a 5% increase over previous year spending, which tells me people are feeling more secure in the economy. That makes me very happy. All right, entertainment, education, as in sending your kids to a private school rather than keeping them in the, there's great public schools out there, don't get me wrong. I'm a public school graduate. My parents are, my sisters are, my friends, family are. I've got kids that are currently in private school. We know other kids that are in public school. It's all great. Let's not veer off into that discussion. What I'm saying is that when people have more in their budget to spend on entertainment, that's a good thing. And education, that's a very good thing. It's a good sign for the economy, and hopefully it's a good sign for yours too. Here's the part that made me want to throw up in my mouth just a little bit. The debt statistics. Total consumer debt is just under $4 trillion, with a trillion, all right, which is $12,000 per person. Revolving credit card debt, $1 trillion, with a trillion, which is $3,000 per person. Student loan debt, equally making you want to throw up. $1.6 trillion. Auto loan debt, $1.1 trillion. All right. Those trillions with a are like an iron band with a huge shackle, 1700s old movie style when someone's locked up in an underground prison with a thing around their ankle. That is this kind of debt. All right. Now, the more debt you have around your ankle, the less you can move. You cannot move freely with that kind of debt shackling you to whatever situation you're in. You feel like you're stuck in the same job. You can't start your own business. You feel like you're stuck in the same maybe old house that you don't like anymore. You want to move on. You can't. You got too much debt. You can't do it. That's the kind of thing that we want to reduce here. That's the kind of thing. And here's the stuff that I got to touch on this before our next segment. Savings and retirement statistics. How do you rank compared to this? There's no shame here. There's no gloating and there's no shame. Let's all stay right in the middle. 58% of all survey respondents had less than one grand in a savings account. 6 in 10, let's call that 3 in 5. 3 in 5 people, your neighbors, your friends, the people you work with, everybody, had less than $1,000 in a savings account. You think the other 40% had $1 million? No, they're barely scraping by too, but at least they have the $1,000, you know, in a savings account. Millennials, I am delighted and shocked to say, are doing a better job saving than older generations because only, air quotes, only 26% had nothing in savings. How pathetic is that we pat ourselves on the back that only 1 in 4 millennials have 0 in savings? Oh, yay. Hooray. We're all in the same boat here, guys. When it comes to finances, we're going to touch on this on the next segment as well. But if this is sounding familiar to you, if you're saying, oh my God, I thought I was the only one that didn't have what I wanted in savings. No, we are everywhere and we're in this together. We can do this. We can lower your debt, raise your standard of living, and do it all with the money you're making now. More after this.
Cheap is small, not too steep, the best of all.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Half past the hour, you know what that means. Time for another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with the fabulous gent to my right, John Harriet, a.k.a. Dad, with the breakdown of all of this week's crazy, fabulous, the vast majority working in your favor numbers and how they apply to you and your ability to get a house in this day and age. Welcome, sir.
Hello again, everybody. It's John Harriet here with Keller Williams Real Estate with another entertaining and educational. I know it's educational because Chrissy and I learn something every time we put on the show. And it's also entertaining because she and I have a heck of a good time every time we put on the show. What we try to do at the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, and by the way, I am a full-time realtor. If you are contemplating a home buying or home selling transaction, I would love to be one of the realtors that you interview for the job. And my advice always, Chrissy, is what? Interview how many people?
You always say interview at least two, preferably three or four. And you know what my response always is, though? And that is good advice. But honestly, if you're as crazy busy as any of the rest of us, what your goal is here is to simply find the best realtor for the job. And how many houses have you sold?
Oh, closing in on 175 now.
Exactly. All right, so you've just found.
Been around the track a few times.
You are now listening to the best realtor for the job. So by all means, if you have a ton of spare time and you're free to interview all those extra ones. If you don't have all that spare time in your schedule, just call Dad.
Appreciate that. And by the way, folks, we do try to pass on as much general and specific information here as we can in Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. But every real estate transaction is different. And every real estate transaction has got unique pieces to it. And I really look upon my job as a realtor as being an educator and a teacher, even more so than a negotiator and a marketer, although those are very, very important functions. But my main job, I think, is to educate people as to, is it the right time to buy a house? Is it the right time to sell a house? And there's lots and lots of different combinations and permutations about how to go about that. So please feel free to give me a call at the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline, which, Chrissy, the number is?
That number, guys. Call or text anytime, 484-574-4088.
Probably will be in meetings. You probably won't get me. But text, type out something, send it to me, say, hey, John, I'd like to talk to you about whatever. I really enjoy talking to people about real estate. And there is some wonderful, wonderful stuff going on in the world
Absolutely.
Of real estate. And the first thing, Chrissy, we're going to be talking about here today is the most recent home appreciation price forecast.
Ooh, yummy.
Coming out for the next 4 years. And then we're going to talk about, is your first home, if you're a first home buyer, within your grasp? Or if you're not a first home buyer and you are a homeowner, is your second home or your third home or your fourth home within your grasp, if you're in that far down the home buying chain? And then we're going to talk a little bit about, should I refinance my home? Interest rates are remaining amazingly low, and I think that's an expression of confidence in the United States as a safe haven for people's money. I had expected to see interest rates going up with the economy going up the way it is, but there's a lot of uncertainty in the world. But the fact that interest rates are very, very low in this country means, among other things, and bear in mind, I am certainly no economist, but the consensus is that the United States is the safest place to put the money. Okay, all righty. First thing I wanted to talk about was the home price appreciation forecast. And I know we got, this is in response to some questions that you and I talked about that we got from our listeners over the last week. And this question came from whom?
This is from Chloe, who's listening in from Lancaster. She's very interested in learning more about just home appreciation. We talk a lot about if you buy it today, what's it going to be worth in the future? The same mm-hmm. usual questions, and you always have the great numbers to help back
okay.
up what you think she should do.
All righty. Well, I do process a lot of information from a lot of different sources, have some very, very intelligent help in some of the people who run the websites that I subscribe to. But a recent price forecast just came out. It comes out four times a year. This home price expectation survey is a survey of over 100 market analysts, real estate experts, and economists conducted by Pulsenomics each quarter. Of course, now back when I was in the corporate world, and we would kind of get besieged with consultants from time to time, experts. But this home price expectation survey is a survey of over 100 market analysts, real estate experts, and economists conducted by an organization called Pulsenomics each quarter. And the people who are surveyed here, first of all, it's the Mortgage Bankers Association. The second participant is Zelman & Associates, and this firm has a lot to do with housing market, real estate, investment advice. Freddie Mac, one of the government-sponsored entities, one of the banks that is charged with keeping the liquidity into the home mortgage system. The National Association of Realtors is the trade organization for the real estate world, the organization that I belong to. And Fannie Mae is kind of a companion to Freddie Mac, much, much larger than Freddie Mac, but they are the leading source of financing for mortgage lenders in the country. So those five organizations get surveyed every quarter by Pulsenomics. Over 100 people get surveyed, and here is what their consensus forecast is. In 2019, they're forecasting that home prices, on average, in the United States. Now, bear in mind, whether you're listening to us here in Texas or here in Pennsylvania, this is going to be a little bit different, probably, from what they're forecasting average-wise. Pennsylvania has lagged behind the national statistics a little bit for the last several years, although last year we seemed to catch up and pass the national averages. But in 2019, the Home Price Expectation Survey says we are going to go up by about 4.1%. So that means if you buy a house for $250,000 now, if those predictions come true, 4.1% is about $10,000 of $250,000. So you will enjoy living in your new house better than you did in that apartment.
Yeah.
And a year from now, you will have a $10,000 higher net worth. So 2020, 2021, 2022, they expect the rates to go down a little bit. 2.8, 2.5, and 3.0% rise in prices consecutively in 2021, 22, and 20. And what that means is if those expectations come true, and you buy a house for $300,000 now, that house will be worth another $39,000 in 4 years. And so that's what I mean when I do the calculation when you sell the house, you're probably going to conclude that the house paid you to live there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. The Home Price Expectations Survey across the Mortgage Bankers Association, Zelman & Associates, Freddie Mac, the National Association of Realtors, and Fannie Mae says that we're going to be seeing about a $39,000 appreciation on a $300,000 house average nationwide.
Wow.
And that is the big reason that I am a big fan of home ownership as an investment.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Also, it's not just home ownership, the house you live in as an investment. In some cases, when I'm working with people who are thinking about making a move up buy, family's getting a little bit bigger, living conditions have changed, parents moving in maybe. One of the things I ask them to think about is instead of selling the house they're in right now, maybe they ought to think about holding on to it and renting it. And when I ask them about, you know, hey, what's your monthly mortgage payment? And we look at what you could probably get in monthly rent, chances are they can probably turn at least a small profit by renting the house and holding on to it. So whether you think you might want to do that for 2 or 3 years just to build your cushion a little bit, or 10 or 20 years to pay the house off and then you've got it free and clear.
Wow.
That's something else that I will counsel people on when they come to me and talk to me about selling the house and making a move up buy.
It's a tremendous asset in so many ways. It's just, I absolutely love that. And that's, I think that that's an option that a lot of people don't think about. Dad's talked time and again, even if you currently own your house, you can get into the next one far less than you think, and therefore maybe you could just rent out the old house. It's fantastic.
Working with one young couple now that want to move because they have one set of parents probably moving in with them. And we were talking about getting their house sold. Now, it so happens they've got enough financial wherewithal so they can buy another house without selling this one.
Right.
And it turns out they could probably make $300-$500 a month. Rent will cover more than their mortgage payment. And they can hire a good real estate management firm to manage the house for them, say for 8-10% of the monthly rent, which will still leave them a small profit. Plus, that profit is going to get bigger because then they can claim depreciation, they can deduct all the taxes, all the interest. So it's probably a very, very good deal. And that was something I advised them to do, and that's something they are now thinking about.
Wow.
So anyway, folks, if you're thinking about making that first buy, and $250,000 to $300,000 is, man, that's a lot of money to me.
Heck.
Kid from South Dakota whose first automobile cost $3,600 and his first house cost $15,900. Last year was the first time I paid more for a car than we paid for our first house.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's a lot of money, but that still is about the price for a starter home. Buy a starter home for $300,000, folks. Your net worth is probably going to be about $39,000 higher in 4 years than it would have been otherwise. And your mortgage payment is probably going to be less. And it's not going to cost you as much as you might think to get into the house. In fact, I ran some numbers out for who are thinking about purchasing a new house. I said, John, what's it going to cost us to get into a house that is worth $300,000? And I said, hey, if you think you need to put down a 20% down payment, it's going to cost you in excess of $60,000. But if you go with some of the low down payment plans, like FHA for 3.5%, and maybe you get a 6% seller assist on the top of that, you can probably get into that same house for about $3,000. So there you need, again, a good realtor to show you what's the best way to swing this deal. Best economic outcome for you, and the best economic outcome is a combination of low price, low monthly payment, and low down payment. And kid, I see we're out of time.
We are out of time. Time flies as usual. Guys, find Dad online, dadanddaughtertalkrealestate.com. Find him via text and cell phone and everything else you want. You've got the questions, he's got the answers. 484-574-4088. If nothing else, we're trying to get the point across that the ball is definitely in your court with today's real estate. If you have any kind of dreams of that first home, maybe that vacation home, maybe a second home that you can rent out to others, now's the time to hit. The iron is hot. All those other euphemisms, all very, very true. Get out there and make it happen. More after this.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about all of the latest stone-cold hard facts out there, straight from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They live to crank out these sort of numbers, and I live to share them with you in a way that emphasizes what you're doing is pretty darn good. However, if you're like the, I'm telling you right now, the BLS is backing me up, the vast majority of Americans who don't have anything close to what they want in their bank accounts or their retirement accounts or their kids' or grandkids' college accounts, they thought they'd have their house paid off by now, they thought they'd be retired by now, whatever, we're all feeling the same way. The vast majority of people out there are wearing themselves out every single week, not only with work, but with worry. And there's a serious, serious backlash to that kind of thinking. There's a ripple effect to when you are constantly stressed out. You know, I'm getting slightly off point here, but no one should be surprised by this. You know, when all of the paleontologists say that our fight or flight system was meant to get us to race away from a threat, it was meant to help save our lives, it was meant to be, you know, do this adrenaline rush to help us race away from some man-eating dinosaur-sized cougar or whatever it is. Okay. Now, we have currently got a state of being where we get up in the morning waiting for the man-sized tiger to pounce on us at any time. That's the way we're all feeling these days. And the man-sized tiger is debt, all right? And we can't escape it. Why? Because all of our practices are putting us further into debt. Oh, you know what? I'm going to take the guys out for a drink after work. We deserve it. We're all stressed out. till the next morning when you're hungover and even more stressed out because you're even more in debt. You get the point. With that in mind, back on point, back on topic. More net worth statistics. See if this sounds like you. If it does, take it to heart. Take it as a badge of honor because you and your neighbor and the obnoxious coworker and the crazy person down the street and the people that you see that you think they're walking around with a Rolex because they're super rich, chances are outstanding that they are not. 31% of people, this is according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they ask so many people these questions, they pretty much lose count, said their biggest obstacle, 31% of Americans said their biggest obstacle to savings was living paycheck to paycheck. That means 70% of people aren't living paycheck to paycheck, but chances are outstanding, they're close. Next up, median retirement savings, and this is in like a 401k or an IRA, well below the recommended retirement savings by age. Does this sound like anyone you know? Okay. The average American household has, between the house that they own and retirement accounts, has about 180 grand in net worth. All right. Median savings and retirement account balances, you've got people saying in their 40s, 50s, 60s, oh, I've got $1 zillion in my account balance for my retirement account. No, the median savings and retirement account balances, 12 grand for the average American household. I'm going to say that again. Median savings and retirement account balance for the average American, 12 grand. All right? You're not alone in this, you guys, but let's turn it around. The top 1% of households, 1% of which I myself am not a member, but I long and aspire to be one day, the top 1% of households have average savings of over $2 million. Good for them, man. You know why? Nobody handed it to them. They earned it. They got it on their own. The bottom 20% average, oh my God, the bottom 20% of households, 1 in 5, the bottom 20% have an average savings of $8,000. The vast majority of us are somewhere in between. 21% of Americans have zero retirement savings. 1 in 5. And we're talking about hardworking people out there. Now, what's the difference between the hardworking people who have no retirement savings and the hardworking people who do? A couple of frugal, you know, tricks and tips and ideas that I have proven time and time again, guys, that our blue collar, you know, we work hard, we earn what we can, and we spend as little as possible while still living a luxurious lifestyle. We have made every misstep in the book, but you know what? We learned from it and we didn't repeat it again. Okay? I want you guys to have the same thing. Man, I had people sending me texts and emails. They're in dire straits. And we're not talking about people who threw their money, you know, off a lamp or whatever. Hey, take it, whatever. These are people who had to spend money on unexpected expenses, things to their house, things to their car, things for their kids, things for their parents. These people are earning money. It's just leaving their household far faster than it's coming in. I dig it. I totally do. Here's where we turn that around. 1 in 4 Americans, see if this sounds like you. If it doesn't, pat yourself on the back. If it does, know you're not alone. 1 in 4 Americans say they flat out every month do not pay their bills on time. 29% of Americans are, I'm happy to say, saving more now than a year ago thanks to the fabulous economy. And that's a fact. 61% of Americans added to their credit card debt in the last year. 55% of Americans, here's the funny part. 55% of Americans, more than half, give themselves a grade of A or B for their personal finances. That is how we have lowered our standards. And you know what happens when we lower our standards and we see other people lowering theirs? Hey, I know they've got tons of debt and they, you know, leased a new car. Hey, I know they've got tons of debt, but they're still going on this incredibly expensive vacation. Hey, I know they've got tons of debt, but they just, you know, you name it, whatever wild, crazy, unnecessary expenditure, they go out to eat 5 times a week. And it becomes the norm. You know what else is becoming the norm? Huge, uncontrollable, crazy stress. And you know what stress does to you? It kills you from the inside out. It kills your relationships. It kills your happiness at the simple things. All about money. The good news is you can reverse this crap, people. Sit down, take a quiet minute. The Kindle's off, the phone's off, the television's off, the telephone's in another room, your house phone if you still have one. Take a quiet minute. What are your goals? You want to retire before you're 80? Are you on path to do that? If you're not, let's talk. if you're spending way too much on groceries. This is crazy, all these prepackaged foods. My God, but I'm so busy. Guess what? We can fix that too. With some simple, simple ideas that are going to feed your family and the people you love like kings. And we're going to slash your food budget. You know what I want for you guys? I want you to enjoy the personal finance loveliness of going to bed at night and knowing that your hard work translated into all of your bills being paid early, into your house being paid off ahead of time. Forget 30 years, forget even 15 years. What if you'd like to pay it off in 10, half the time? Maybe you're not in a house yet. You think it's impossible. It's not. Maybe you want your kids to know a household where you're not constantly bickering about money. You love your spouse, they love you. But everybody's stressed out. And when you get stressed out, the voices get loud. I know this firsthand. We got a loud family. We do anything for each other. We got a loud family here. But you know what we have? We have a family where the personal finances are on track. And I'm here to tell you, walking around in a body where your personal finances are on track, it affects everything. It affects your sleep. It affects your relationships. It affects your work ethic. You're not, you know, working to pay off some credit card debt. You're working to put money in the bank to buy your next house, to put on your next vacation at no cost to you. It's all cash. That's what I'm talking about. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there. Cheap
is more. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.